Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When the level begins to sink in the honeycomb of your life, it doesn't merely affect one aspect of your life, say the physical or the emotional. It affects everything. Your body, your emotions, even your spiritual life all at once. There's been a blind spot in our thinking that compartmentalizes life. You have aches or pains, you say, that's physical. And you remedy it with an aspirin or an anti-inflammatory drug. But it doesn't work that way. Now, the physical may be the cause of tension, and an aspirin or an anti-inflammatory would merely be treating the symptom, not the cause. Here's another example. You've just come back from a hard weekend. You helped your brother-in-law move, and for all you knew, he might as well have had rocks in those boxes. So when Monday morning rolls around, you're tired and things never looked worse. You don't understand it, at least not completely. Yes, you know you're physically tired, but you find yourself emotionally depressed and even angry with coworkers. You have forgotten that the physical affects the emotional just as the emotional does the spiritual. Elijah is the classic example of a man who learned the hard way that when one area of our lives is down, we're down straight across the board. Remember when he prayed the fire down from heaven on Mount Carmel and God gave him a tremendous victory? But the next day he learned that Jezebel was out to get him. So what was one well-painted old woman when he had faced 450 prophets of Baal all at the same time? That one old gal would not have put a dent in his emotional armor the day before. But now Elijah was physically and emotionally exhausted. So he turned and ran for his very life. Why, was he a coward? No, not for a minute. That fiery old prophet, though, had taken all he could handle and then some. And the physical exhaustion couldn't help but affect his spiritual outlook as well. May I say it again? When the level goes down in the honeycomb of your life, it goes down in every compartment and area. The physical affects the emotional and the spiritual. The emotional affects the physical and the spiritual, just as the spiritual affects the emotional and the physical. Medical science has coined a word for it. They call it holistic medicine, recognizing that life is a composite, a whole, and that our disorders can't be isolated into neat little compartments. There's one more thing to be said on the subject, perhaps the most important of all. There is healing for your life, body, soul, and emotions as well. And when one troubled area of your life is made whole, your entire being is enriched. Holistic medicine recognizes that emotional and spiritual healing are vital to good physical health. And a recognition of the spiritual means we recognize God made us for fellowship with Him. Spiritual healing eliminates attitudes of bitterness, hatred, envy, anger, and resentment that disables. When those attitudes are eliminated from your system, the physical problems that often tie us in knots, they get well too. Holistic medicine attempts to treat the whole person, not just the symptom. I believe Jesus Himself did this. Out of the heart, He said, come the real issues of life. Inversely, when you refuse to let God touch your life, you also pay the consequences. It's a disharmony. It's high time to recognize life as a whole. And when God touches you, He touches all of your life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.